The losses incurred by Ukraine due to the downtime of ships in the grain corridor queues amounted to more than US$1 billion. These data were released by the Ukrainian Grain Association, UGA. This is the money that Ukrainian farmers have not received. This is the money that traders paid to ship owners for standing in line for a very long time, UGA President Mykola Gorbachev said. According to him, the Russian side does not accept Ukraine's plans and conditions for the formation of the Order of Inspections of Ships in Line, which prevents port terminals from working rhythmically. The UGA president added that Ukraine supplies half of agricultural products abroad through seaports working within the framework of the Grain Initiative. At the same time, the shutdown of the Pivdeni seaport and its exclusion from the agreement was another victory for Russia in the bidding that is taking place as part of the talks in Istanbul. According to Gorbachev, Russians constantly manipulate data. Russia manipulates any data. It is trying to introduce any turbulence into the negotiations to make everything unpredictable. The Pivdeni port is one of the most efficient in terms of grain shipment. Accordingly, it has been the busiest, the UGA president explained, adding that the issue of exporting Ukrainian agricultural products from the port has not been resolved. The day before, Ukraine accused the Russian Federation of a gross violation of the Black Sea Grain Initiative as Russian inspectors refused to inspect ships bound for the Pivdeni port in Odessa region, which serves multi-ton vessels. In this way, the Russians have significantly reduced grain exports. Bohdan Marushiak.